So may God bless you, each and every one of you, and thank you to the parents for letting your children join tonight. It's not easy to know exactly what to do and how to do it, especially when it's online. So we will try out different things and see what works, and then maybe in the next meetings we can use whatever works tonight, you know. So today we'll just try to do differently and this and that and see what could be best going forward. So before we start, I would like to pray with you children. If you could close your eyes and pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for this opportunity to be speaking to these children. We pray, Father, your blessing upon them. We pray your blessing upon their parents also. Lord, we ask now that you be with us, Lord, as we would look into the scriptures and talk about these things, Lord, that, Father, they may help these children in this time that they are living in now. We commit them into your hands. Bless them. Bless those that will watch afterwards. Even, Father, oh God, the parents, Lord, that would be listening behind, we commit them into your hands also, asking your blessing upon them. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So may God bless you. Like I said, I'm not so sure what format to use, but we are trusting in the Lord. It's much easier when we are all sitting in church and we can go through what we have. So I am going to share my screen. And I pray that it will be easy for you to follow. I have to, share screen. You can see my screen now, yeah? And I think I will start from there. But I have lost my notes. it's not easy. F5. Okay, so we would like to talk for the next few minutes together. I might ask you to contribute as we go along. It will be very, very helpful. If you have your camera on, then at least I can see who to ask to contribute something. Don't worry, it's not difficult questions. But if you have your camera on and you're able to put your camera on, it would help us all a lot, okay? There we go. There's Hannah and Adasa, Joshua. There's Tabitha and there's Camille joining. So that's good. So we want to speak. I'm sure you can see all of you. You can see my screen. We want to talk about what I have called here. If only you knew. I think that many of you young people, you have used this statement before to say, if only you knew. So we want to speak about that tonight and just look at a few things to help us so that we can be more careful in the things that we do in our life. So the first place I would like to invite you to is we want to read in the book of Luke chapter 23. If you have your Bibles, it would be very good for you to have your Bible with you, and I might ask you to help me read something as well, just so we can all be on the same page. So Luke chapter 23, I will start from the very top of my screen and go around like that when I want to ask something. And it so happens that at the top of my screen, I can see the Mares family. So I'm going to start with you guys to read for me from verse number 32, Luke chapter 23, verse number 32. Can you read until verse number 34, please?
That's at the end, Luke 32.
And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, they were crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots.
Thank you very much. I always confuse who's Timothy, who's Benjamin. So thank you. That's Timmy. Okay, good. Thank you. So we just read there where Jesus said some words when he was at the cross. The soldiers, the Roman soldiers, had brought him up to the cross on Golgotha, and they put him there, and they had done a lot of horrible things to him. But when he looked at them, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. That's what we want to talk about, that these people didn't know something. And I want to ask you there, Joshua, what do you think Jesus was referring to when he said they don't know what they're doing? You know, the soldiers that were put Jesus on the cross, when Jesus prayed for them, he said, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they do. What do you think they didn't know what they were doing?
They didn't know who Jesus was.
Very good. They didn't know who Jesus was. But we want to find out a little bit more again of the things that happened right there. So I will ask you, Joshua, to read for us now. If Timmy finished at verse number 34, and read from verse number 35 for me.
And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. A superscription also was written over him in the letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews.
If you could stop there, thank you very much, Joshua. I want you guys to see that there were many other people there. It wasn't only the soldiers that crucified Jesus, but there were other people there. And already we can see that where Joshua started reading in verse 35, it says, the people stood beholding. So there were other people there. And then he says, the rulers also with them. So there were even rulers there with them. And let's find out more from verse 39, Nathaniel. If you can read from verse number 39. Yeah, it's unmute. Go on.
Then the one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, If you are the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answering, rebuking him, saying, Do not even fear God. You do not even fear God, seeing you're under the same
condemnation. Mm-hmm.
Condemnation. We indeed justly for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man had done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Surely I say unto you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Thank you very much. So I want to ask now, Sarah, Which other people are there that we have just read about? Did you hear other people beside the soldiers? Sarah? Or Elsie, do you want to help us? Which other people are there on this group of people that are over here at the cross?
He asked me to read.
I think it says the leaders in my Bible. It says the leaders and the crowd.
The leaders and the crowd. But which other two people are speaking with Jesus there at the cross?
The people on the cross with the one on the left and the one on the right.
Yeah, the thief on the left and the thief on the right. So there were a lot of people there. When Jesus prayed and said, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Okay? They were not only just the soldiers that were crucifying him, but there were also Jesus' disciples were there. There were also the rulers, the leaders of the synagogue were there. There was also the malefactor on the left, the other on the right, and a lot of other people that were just watching from afar. They were there. And Jesus said, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. So we have already seen that we had soldiers there. We had one malefactor there, and we had rulers of the synagogue, we had the general public. Can I ask you, I know that it was Joshua told us already, the soldiers didn't know who Jesus was. Now, what about you, Adam? Can I ask you about this man who spoke to Jesus and he said, if you are Christ, save yourself and us also. What did this man not know?
He didn't know that he was the Savior and that he was God.
He didn't know that Jesus was the Savior and he was God. And what about these rulers of the synagogues? Elsie spoke to us about them. What do you think, Elsie? What did they not know, these leaders of the synagogue?
They didn't know that Jesus was dying to save us, was dying willingly to save us for our sins.
He was dying to what again, sorry?
They didn't know that he was dying willingly to save us from our sins.
Oh, he was dying willingly to save us. So you find that there were a lot of people there that just didn't know. They didn't know what was happening. They didn't know why Jesus was dying. They didn't know who Jesus was. But among those people, there were other people also that knew what was happening, isn't it? You want to help us, Hannah? Which some of these people knew? I can unmute you from here, guys, so don't worry. You can speak.
Is my camera off?
I think those who knew were Mary and his disciples.
So Jesus' disciples knew, and who wants to help us there again? Who haven't we asked? Our sister from the Nyamtena family there.
Sorry, can you repeat the question again?
Which other people knew? We have seen there were people that didn't know.
Yes.
What was happening. But there were other people that knew. Hannah told us that the disciples knew that this was Jesus. Well, they were said that he's dying. They didn't know. It looks like they had forgotten because Jesus told him. But what other people around there knew what was happening? Besides Jesus. I mean, besides the disciples. I have a few things there that I'm putting on the screen. Can you see them?
See the religious leaders.
The religious leaders?
So, yeah, some of them, like some of the leaders knew. One of them was Joseph. He was a counselor in the church. And you remember after this, he went and took the body of Jesus and buried him. Even Nicodemus, who came to Jesus by night the other time, he also knew. Even there was a man there, the centurion, one of the captain of the soldiers. Something happened to him, and he said, surely this was a righteous man. So some people knew, some people began to know, but some people didn't know. So we find that a lot of people did what they did because they didn't know what they were doing. Some knew, but the question I want to ask you, children, is what do you know yourself? Yeah? What do you know, Tabitha? Tabby, are you there?
Jesus the Savior?
It's a very unfair question to ask, isn't it? Because if I just ask you to say, what do you know? There's a lot of things that people know. So you might want to ask me back to say, about what? That would be the question. But we do know a lot of things, but there are also things that we do not know. And we find that we do things we do according to what we know. If you know a little, you're going to do a little. If you know a lot, you will do a lot. Just like some of the people here that we are going to talk about tonight. And I want you to pay attention as we go through this, because the reason a lot of people are destroyed is because they don't know. They lack knowledge, the Bible says. In the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you just knew something, perhaps maybe you wouldn't do the things that you do. You remember Brother Branham speaks about J.F. Kennedy's wife, the way she used to do her hairstyle. What did he call it? Who knows here? Camille, are you there? What did he call that hairstyle? A watershed one, yeah? But the prophet says, if she knew what you people know, maybe she wouldn't do that, what she's doing. So there's a lot of power in knowing something. It can help you in the decisions that you make on what to do and what not to do. Now, let's look here at this very familiar story that you all know about the prodigal son. This guy, he also thought that he knew something. What do you think he thought he knew? Yes, Nathaniel. What did he know? What did he think he knew?
I think he knew that his father was gonna die, and he needed to take his things and pack.
All right. Is that Jasmine there? Yeah. What do you think this boy, the prodigal son, what do you think he knew?
I couldn't hear the question.
Okay, Joshua, do you want to help?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think he didn't know. Well, he thought he knew the commandments, the Bible, and everything like that.
You think so, yeah?
Yeah.
This boy, he was growing up in his father's house, just like you guys are. Yeah, but they lived somewhere where the father was running his farm, and this boy had some ideas. He thought he knew something. He thought he knew better than his own father. So what did he do? He comes to his father and say, give me my inheritance. Do you know what inheritance is, Hadassah? I can't hear you well.
Something that you get when you grow up.
Some things that you get, especially maybe when your parents pass away, they give it to you. But this boy wanted his inheritance before his own father passed away. He wanted it right now. because he had some ideas. He wanted to go somewhere else where he could maybe make a lot of money. He wasn't thinking of moving to a better village, you know, because they were living in a village. And you might think he wants to go to a better village and have a bigger farm there. But he actually was thinking of moving to some city somewhere where there is all the lights and all the nice buildings and things like that. And is there anything wrong with doing that? But that's where he thought he could go there and make a bit more money than what his father was making. Do you know who did that in the Bible as well? Do you guys know the story of, yes, Timmy, I see your hand up there.
Lot.
Lot and Abraham, they used to live in tents. And there was a bit of a problem. And then Abraham said, you choose where you want to go, to the left or to the right. But where did Lot choose? He chose to go to the city instead, isn't it? And that's what this young man thought. He wanted to go to the city, but he didn't. He wasn't thinking of going there and make a big business and make a lot of money and become a CEO of some company. No. What was really on his mind, if you read it in the Bible, it says he went there and he lived his life riotously. Do you know what that means, guys? What is riotous living? Yeah, Adam.
He was doing whatever he wanted to do.
He was doing whatever he wanted to do. Yeah, but I also do what I want to do, you know? It's not wrong, but yeah, Joshua.
Means wild.
Yeah, he was kind of living a wild life, yeah. And I have a picture here where a lot of people think that this is life, you know, they want to live a wild kind of a life. They don't want to live at home where in the evening time your father says, let's have Bible study, and you sit down together and you read the Bible. Maybe you sing a song and he tells you some things that were happening in his life and he encourages you to serve the Lord. But this boy wanted something else different. He wanted to live a bit of a wild life, isn't it? Like Joshua said. And so he went to the city there. Now, what did this boy not know? Who knows the story of this boy? You all know this story. He ended up eating with the pigs. What did he not know when he was doing this kind of life, which is a wild life, like Joshua says? Yeah, you want to say something, Joseph?
Is it Nebuchadnezzar's life after the fiery furnace?
Nebuchadnezzar's life after the fiery furnace.
I mean, after Daniel, the one he wasn't the king.
Now the one I think he's talking about when he was changed. You know, uh-huh. Sorry, then that's a mistake.
That's fine. We want all the answers. What about you there from the Nyamtena family?
He didn't know that, like, there was a famine on the way.
Yeah, we could say that. He didn't know there was a famine coming. What about you, Adam, there?
He didn't know that he could, like, lose all his money so quickly.
He could lose all his money quickly. Davina, do you want to say something, or Kamel? Okay. So right here where we are, I want you to notice that this boy, he thought that he knew something. He thought he could do things better than his own father could do. He thought he could go and live his wild life in the city and still become something, you know, some better person than what his father wanted him to be. But what he didn't know was that the kind of life that he was living, he was going to lose all the money that he had. Yeah? Because we find out that as he lived this kind of a life, like our brother there said, there was a famine in the land and poverty came. And all of a sudden, like Adam said, he lost everything that he had. He had no more money now. And where do we find him? What happened to him? Jasmine.
He became poor, and he didn't have any money left.
Do you want to read in the book of Luke chapter 15?
Yeah.
Luke 15 from verse, well, we won't read the whole story, but we'll pick it up somewhere. I'll tell you where to read from. From verse number 15. Can you read from verse number 15? Luke 15, 15. Who's found it somewhere? Adasa, can you read Luke 15, 15?
Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him on into his fields to feed swine.
Yeah, keep going.
And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and spare, and I won't have any hunger? I will rise and go to my father and will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'"
Okay, thank you. So I want you to see from verse 15 where Hadassah read that this boy, he couldn't even eat what the pigs were eating. I don't know about you children, but I have seen where pigs live. I have seen them eating. It's not a nice place to be. And he was wishing he could even eat what the pigs were eating. He wasn't even eating what they were eating because he was not allowed to eat that. So that's how desperate he became. He was wishing that he could eat what the pigs were eating. All that money that he had taken from his father, he lost everything. He was now poor. And where Hadassah read, he came to a place now where he realized that I have done wrong. I didn't know. Do you think that if this boy knew what he knew, what he now knows now, if he knew that from the beginning, would he have asked his father for his inheritance, Stacy?
It's not like
he's
gonna.
Yeah. No.
He wouldn't have asked his father for his inheritance.
So there's something very important about knowing. If you don't know, you are very likely going to make the wrong decisions. But God has blessed each and every one of you children in that he has given you parents that know something, yeah? And he doesn't want you to make this kind of a mistake that this boy made. It's not only this boy, but there's many other people in the Bible that didn't know, and they made the same kind of mistake. They thought they knew something, and they did things using what they thought they knew, and they ended up in trouble. I think that there's enough examples in the Bible for each family there to give us one. Do you think so, Timmy? Do you think? Could you think of someone in the Bible that did something, but they ended up regretting it because they didn't know what they were doing?
Esau,
what did Esau do?
He sold his birthright to his brother for a pot of soup.
He thought maybe he knew better, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then later on, we find him crying, looking for that blessing of the birthright, but it was gone. I saw Kamel lift up your hand there. Which example do you want to give us, Kamel?
The rich young ruler.
The rich young ruler. Can you tell us a bit what happened?
Jesus told him to follow him, but he ignored and went his own way.
He thought he knew, but this boy didn't know, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oops, sorry. Where is ours? From Nyamtena family. I saw their hand up. Yeah.
Judas.
Oh, Nathaniel, sorry. I meant for from Nyamtena family to speak.
Say Lot.
Yeah, we spoke about Lot. Lot thought he knew better than Abraham, isn't it? What's your name, sister?
Hadassah.
Oh, Hadassah. We have two Hadassahs. Very good. Lot thought he knew better. And what happened to Lot in the end? What do you think, Hadassah?
The five kings came and captured them.
And he almost went as a slave. Who else wants to give us another example of people that thought they know better, but they ended up in trouble? Yeah, there we go, Benji. Did I make a mistake again?
Yeah, it's Timmy and Benji, but it's okay, bro.
Yeah, Timmy, let's go.
Judas sold Jesus.
Oh my, that ought to be the worst thing a person could do. He sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. He thought he knew what he was doing, but he didn't know what he was doing. And I think you guys can see from these examples, I think, Elsie, you have one more.
Hezekiah, when he asked God to add 15 years onto his life, because in those 15 years, he kind of reversed everything good he had done whilst he was king.
My, that's quite a thing. Yeah, he thought he knew better than God. When God told him you are going to die, he said, I want more years. And then he ended up doing all the negative things he did in his life, he did during that time. I think that Nathaniel has your hand up.
Belshazzar.
Belshazzar, what did he do?
He drank, and after his father was removed from the throne, Belshazzar drank from the prophet's cups.
From the vessels of the Lord.
Yeah.
And then there was writing on the wall, yeah, because he had crossed a certain line. He thought he knew what he was doing, but he ended up in trouble. What about our brother from Nyamtena family? What's your name?
Kadmin.
What's that again?
Kadmin.
Kadmin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to contribute?
Balaam.
Balaam. Mm-hmm.
Whenever he was going to curse the children, but then the donkey spoke to him.
Yeah.
If I'm correct.
Even before the donkey spoke to him, God himself had spoken to him.
Yes, God himself had spoken to him.
Yeah, and said, don't go, but he thought he knew better.
Yes.
If only Balaam had known, he wouldn't have done what he did. And I think that's a lot of examples. Yeah, Elsie?
When Moses smote the rock.
When Moses smote the rock. He got angry with people. Do you think if Moses knew that by smiting this rock, I will not go to the promised land, do you think he would have done that?
No, I don't think he would have done that.
So you see, there's a lot in knowing something. When you don't know, you can always end up making a terrible, terrible mistake. Now, this prodigal son that we were talking about, he had a loving father, just like you guys. Every one of you have loving parents, and we all have one father who loves us all, and he has a plan for us. Do you believe that? And we don't know everything that's going to happen, but our father loves us so much, just like this prodigal son, his father loved him. And if you continue reading the story of the prodigal son, when he came back home, what did the father do? Yeah, Joseph.
The father was happy to see him.
Mm-hmm. And what did he do?
He praised him.
Okay. And who else wants to say something? What did the father do, Timmy?
He kissed him.
Uh-huh. What else did he do?
He made a party for him. Raise your hands.
Yeah, yes, Jasmine.
The father was happy for him and gave him a party.
He made a big party for this boy. He killed the fatted calf because he was so happy his son who was lost was back again. But there was another brother there, isn't it?
Yeah.
There was another brother when he came home and he saw there's a big party going on. What happened with this brother? Joseph.
He became angry.
He became angry. Why did he become angry? Does he say? Hannah, you want to say something?
He was angry because he had stayed with his father all those years and his father had never thrown him a party.
Mm-hmm. So when he said that to his father, what did his father say back to him? Jasmine.
He said that I could throw you a party anytime and to just tell the father and that he would be happy to throw him a party anytime.
Right. Benji, can I ask you to read from Luke 15, verse 30, okay? Or maybe verse 29 to 32. Can you read for us from verse 29 to 32?
And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I may be merry with my friends. But as soon as thy son was come, which devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this your brother is dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
Very good. So in those few words that we have read, the answer that the father gave to his son who was angry, we can see that this father had a plan for his son, isn't it? And that plan is what I want you guys to think about. As I show it to you here on the screen, if you are looking, there is the father with his son, just like you and your own father. Yeah? And the father had a plan for his son. Remember in the previous slide where we were looking, the son had his own plan. He thought he knew something. And he made his own plan and it ended up with him wishing he could eat what the pigs were eating. But the father had a plan, and we found it in the place where Benji has read for us. And he wanted his son to listen to the father's instructions. Yeah? Do you know where to find that verse in the Bible? It says, son, listen to your father's instructions. That's your homework for next time.
Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Who's saying there? I didn't see who's saying. Very good. Was it Timothy? Yeah.
Benji.
Very good. Listen to your father's instruction. That was the father's plan that he had for his son. He wanted to teach him something, let him grow and become a responsible young man. And it also says in the same verse, forsake not your mother's teaching. Yeah? When your mother sits down with you and begins to show you, Sarah, how to make tea properly, how to clean and look after the house and cook and make a meal and how to pray and to seek God's face, that's your father and your mother's plan. They know something that you don't know. They want to bring you somewhere. If you look at the prodigal son's plan, it brought him somewhere because he didn't know something. But the father knows exactly what is good for you, and he begins to teach you, and your father says, okay, Hadassah, it's time for Bible study. You must sit with your Bible and read for us this verse. And he says, Joshua, let's sing, and I want to teach you the guitar. The father has a plan for you. He wants to bring you somewhere with that plan. Mother has a plan for you. She wants to bring you somewhere because she knows something. She has been young like you were before, and she knows where she walked and the mistakes that she made and how God helped her. And she wants to teach you those things so you don't make the same mistake that she made. So you don't make the same mistake that other people made, or maybe what the prodigal son did. So they begin to teach you, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Does the Bible say that?
What?
Do you know where to find this verse? That's part of your homework as well, yeah? All these places, they are in the Bible if you find them. Serve the Lord with all your heart, the Bible says. Seek him while you are young. The Father has a plan for you. He wants to teach you all these things. Why? Because at the end of all this, when you seek the kingdom of heaven and find that kingdom of heaven, the Bible says all these other things will be added unto you. What kind of things do you think the Bible is talking about when it says they will be added unto you, Joseph? I thought I saw your hand go up.
I accidentally put it on.
That's fine. What kind of things do you think the Bible says will be added unto you? Yeah, Stacy.
Wisdom and judgment and knowledge and understanding.
And why is that important?
Because you need them to make good decisions.
Yeah, to know between what is right and what is wrong. Because many times these days, you find things that seem like they are right. They seem like they are good, but they are not. They will lead you to death, like this prodigal son. He thought it was a good idea, yeah, to get the inheritance from his father, go to the city, make more money there. But it was not a good idea. If he had wisdom and knowledge, this boy wouldn't have made such kind of a decision, would he? What other things do you think the Bible says will be added unto you when you seek the kingdom of heaven first? Hadassah, Chininga.
Riches.
What say, sorry?
Riches.
I can't hear you well, sorry, Hadassah.
Riches.
Riches. All right. Yes, that's correct. Nathaniel.
It's joy.
Joy and peace. Yeah. Tabitha, what do you think? All these other things that the Bible says about, what are they that will be added to you? Everything. That's good. That's a good answer. But that's exactly true. We find that the rich young ruler, I think somebody mentioned here, the rich young ruler, he was a very rich boy. He had loads of things with him. But he was lacking something. Yeah? What was he lacking when he came to Jesus? What was the thing that he was looking for? Yes, Joshua.
Salvation.
Salvation. Who wants to tell us something? What does he say in the Bible? What does he say? How can I get this? Nathaniel. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Repentance.
Stacy.
Eternal life.
He says, good master, how can I find eternal life, isn't it? And Jesus told him, why do you think Jesus told him to sell all the things that he had? Zara, you want to say something?
Zara, you
say no.
What do you think? Why do you think Jesus told him, go and sell everything you have, give it to the poor, then come follow me? Remember our topic, if only you knew. Cadmian, do you want to say something?
No, Hadassah wanted to say something.
Okay, Hadassah, yeah.
Because he looked at money?
He looked at money and he didn't know that the love of money is... Who can finish that verse? Jasmine, you want to finish? Adam.
Evil of all things.
I don't know if you got the question. Can you finish the verse? The love of money is... Go on, Benji, yeah, correct.
The root of all evil?
Yeah, Jesus knew that where your heart is, that where your treasures are, that's where your heart would be. And this boy, he loved his riches so much. And Jesus knew this is the one thing, if only he knew that this is what is hindering him from getting eternal life, he would sell it. Now, if you find where you go to read in the Bible about this rich man and the beggar Lazarus, and they both died, the Bible says, and he lifted up his eyes in hell, the rich man. Now he knew something, yeah? What did he know now, if you read that story in the Bible? What did this rich ruler know that he didn't know before? Yeah, Timothy.
He knew how to find eternal life.
Now he knew, but it was too late, isn't it? And that is always the biggest problem with people, is that when they think they know something, you can't tell them anything. But when they realize now that they didn't know, many times it's too late. They have made terrible mistakes in their lives. If only they knew, just like those people that were at the cross, crucifying Jesus, mocking him, saying, if you saved others, now you can't save yourself. If that thief knew who that man was, he wouldn't have said that. Yeah? But he didn't know. Even those that crucified Jesus, put him on the cross, beat him, they put nails in his head, they done all manner of evil to them, to him, they didn't know. But if they knew, they wouldn't have done that. And that is what we as children, when we are growing up, if only we knew the things that we play with sometimes, if only we knew what when our parents tell us to say, let us go to church, let us pray together, let us sing, if only you knew what they know, you would do it with all your heart. But when you don't know, you can maybe think, ah, Brother Greg is giving us too much homework, you know, or Brother Faithful and Sister Angel. But if only you knew what they know, you would go home, sit down, do your homework, and read your Bible, and pray with your father, and pray with your mother, pray on your own too, when you know something. Do you understand that, children? But when you don't know, this is what happens. You end up in hell. Where is all the money that this rich man had? Do you know, Zara? Gail? Where did it go?
I think it goes to hell and like...
The money that he had.
The money that he had just all goes to waste and it's no big deal.
It's not good to you when you go there because you mm-hmm. can't bring it with you. What about you, Benji?
He left it behind.
He left it behind. Probably some other people took that money and used it. It was no good to him now. But when he was there, now he knew something. And he said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to me with water. I want water to drink. I'm thirsty. And Abraham said, we can't cross this gap. It's too big for us to come there. Nobody can cross there. And he said, send me back to my father's house so I could speak to my brothers. Now he knew something. Yeah? But when he was still here on earth and people told him, this is the way to eternal life, he didn't want to listen to them because he thought he knew better than them. If only you children knew. If only you knew the things that people do with all these games that we play and all these movies that they make and the music that they make. If only you knew what is behind that, you wouldn't listen to it. If only you knew what is behind all these other fashions that people go crazy with and the entertainment that they do. If only you knew what is behind that, you wouldn't do that. But many times your parents know. They know exactly what is behind it. They know exactly where it will lead you. They know exactly how you end up like if you follow it. And they tell you, say, no, don't do this. Do you know that you are blessed to have good parents? They want to teach you something. They want to lead you somewhere. They have a plan for you. They want you to end up somewhere with a happy life. Serving the Lord. It might not be full of riches, Adasa, like you said, that he will give you riches. It might not be like that. Do you know Lazarus in the Bible? He didn't have any riches. Yeah? He was wishing he could eat what was falling off the table of the rich man. But now you children know. Which one do you think was rich? Lazarus the beggar or the rich man that ate at his table? Which one else do you think was rich?
I think that Lazarus in terms of spirit was rich in spirit.
He was. Remember when he died, who carried him to heaven?
Abraham.
He was on the bosom of Abraham, correct? But the Bible says angels came and carried him to heaven. Yeah? He was a rich man. But what about this rich man who had everything in his life, good food, and there's nothing wrong with being rich. But the most important thing, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. That's the important thing. But we try to do it the opposite way. We want to seek all the other things and then seek the kingdom of heaven last. That's the wrong way of doing it. Right way, seek first the kingdom of heaven and after its righteousness, and all these other things, like Tabitha said, everything. God will give you everything else that you have need of. And then one day when you get to the place where Lazarus was, you will fully know now to say, yes, I made the right choices. By God's grace, he led me to the place where I am now. It was his grace. And that should be your story, Benjamin. It should be the story of Nathaniel. It should be the story of every one of you children, is that you followed the Father's plan. You didn't follow your own plan. Remember when this boy followed his own plan? Where did it end? He was wishing he could eat with the swine. And we thank God he had a chance again to go back to his father. And when he came to his father's house, his father was waiting for him. Every day he was looking to see, when will my son come back home again? Then one day he saw him, and with open arms, he ran to him. And like one person said here, he embraced him, he kissed him, he threw a party for him, he gave him clean clothes. He really welcomed him back home. And that really speaks about our own Father, the one that made us all. His arms are open like this, waiting for you and for me to come to him like this boy did. This boy, he came to a place where he realized that, yes, I must go to my father's house. The plan I'm following in my life, it's not leading me to the right place. What do you think would have happened if he had stayed there with the pigs? Huh? Nathaniel, what do you think would have happened to him?
He would have ended up eating the pig's food and ended up dying.
He would have probably ended up dying. But he did something very important. When he looked at his condition and he thought of his father's house, this boy did something that is important. What was that? Adam.
He asked for forgiveness.
Yes, but before he did that, what did he do? Yeah, Joseph.
He decided to go back home.
Isn't that an important thing? He came to a place where he decided that I want to go to my father's house. In my father's house, even the servants, they have enough bread to eat, and they can eat and not even finish it. Yet here I am wishing I could eat what the pigs are eating. And he rose up and he went to his father's house, and there was his father waiting for him. And that should be your story and my story and every one of us. We should come to a place like that where we realize that my plan for my own life, I don't know where I'm leading myself. But now I know there's somebody who has a plan for me. I want to go to my father's house. And you realize that, you come to that place, you decide it, you stand up and you go to your father's house. Yeah? Next time, we'll speak more on that, and then we will expand on this father's plan to see exactly what it is, how we must come through it to get back to our father's house. May God bless each and every one of you children. Joshua, you want to say something?
No.
Okay. So thank you so much for your time. I know it's not easy. It's our first time speaking together like this. We'll find what exactly works in the coming few weeks. But thank you for your attention. And nearly everybody has got their camera turned on. So that's one thing that definitely worked very well. Keep it up, guys. Yeah. Jasmine.
Will they all be on Wednesdays or different days?
Why do you prefer a different day?
No, I just want to know which days they're going to be on.
Okay.
Like for the next meeting.
I think for now it will be on a Wednesday again. It won't. It maybe we could try and see if we could do it again next week.
Okay.
Because I know that now we can do two meetings at the same time on Zoom.
Yeah.
So the pastor has to do Bible study. We will see if it works. Maybe it won't, because your parents have to be on Zoom also for the Bible study. So some people have only one screen in the house. So I think it will be on a Wednesday for now, once a month, okay?
Okay, God bless.
Good. Any other questions, guys? Okay, thank you so much. So I'm going to share with you guys this slide where I would like for you to find the verses that we were talking about, okay? Where do you find those verses in the Bible? Read them, and then next time we will speak more on this Father's plan, okay? So thank you, and can I ask one of you to pray for us? Maybe Cadmian, you want to pray for us?
Now, yeah.
Yes, please, yeah.
Let's pray.
Yeah.
Our God is good, our God is great, Lord. We bless you, Lord, for this Bible study that you've given us, Lord. This the time, Lord, that Brother Wilmer has taken out of this time, Lord, to teach us, Lord, about your word, Lord. Lord, he could have been doing something else, Lord, but Lord, he's doing your work, Lord. He's doing your work, Lord, for us, Lord, to learn, Lord, about you, Lord, about your work, Lord, and Lord, to help us, Lord, in our daily walk, Lord, in you, Lord, to help us, Lord, to gain more and more of your word, more, Lord, more of your spirit each and every day, Lord. Lord, if you can be blessed, Lord, for letting us live another day, Lord, in your word, Lord, Lord. We don't know when, Lord, you're coming, Lord, but, Lord, you're coming soon, Lord, with the events which are happening, Lord. Lord, we just bless you, Lord, for this Bible study. May it mean something for us, Lord, to us after, Lord. May it ponder, Lord, in our hearts, Lord. May we think about it more deeply, Lord. May it mean something to us more, Lord. Lord, maybe it might not mean something to us, Lord, but to someone else, Lord, it can mean something greatly, Lord, in their hearts, Lord. Bless us, Lord, in everything that we do, Lord, in the rest of our night, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, Lord, I pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Have a good night until we see each other on the weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Hezekiah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Also, my name is Janelle.
Oh, Jasmine is your sister. I see.